Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our mail haulers, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, as well as our suicide jockeys getting the gasoline delivered so you guys can have some go juice to get back and forth to work and do whatever else needs you to do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, is having a little tete-a-tete with Disney. And he's promising to flip the script on Disney with the special plan that they got to have their special status, where they basically were their own little island, their own little country inside their own little island, and they were governing themselves, charging their own little taxes and whatnot and all that. The governor says they're going to take a look at that and make changes. Now, what do you think is going to happen there?
Put that out there about a week or so ago, and they have, I don't know how, what this law was or this special status was that was given to Disney, as Disney was growing out of the swampland in
yep.
Florida, what, 50 some odd years ago?
Yep.
But he is really putting a shot across the bow to Disney and all things Disney. And I say that because you have to understand what else Disney owns. And this is all because of some interesting things that Disney is involved in, including critical race theory, the whole alleged, well, the words don't say gay law, and how many Disney employees have been arrested for some pretty disgusting things that they have done with kids.
Correct.
So anyway, there's a lot of things that, Disney has been doing that are really mounting, and they've been doing it for quite a long time. But anyway, he's really putting a shot across the bow to the entire organization. I don't want to see Disney World fail. I mean, because it's good for millions and millions and millions of families that have visited and so forth and so on. But Disney has exploited an awful lot of things. I mean, nobody can really afford to go to Disney anymore for a day for like a family of four. It's outrageous.
Not even the Floridians, because they used to give us special rates, and that's pretty much done.
Yeah, exactly. So there's, I think that they're taking a long, hard look at the self-governing of Disney, and I know DeSantis would necessarily be fair. I mean, he's putting it out there in the public domain that they need to rethink their operational template that they use and maybe kind of get their act together. I mean, they've got cruise ships. They own ESPN. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So he's right to condemn some of their actions. And so we'll see where this necessarily goes.
Yeah, and they used to have airplanes years ago where they would fly the people down to the cruise ships, and away they'd go. That was all part of the package, but oh well. Now, have you heard about this governor-in-arms deal where several Republican state leaders are deploying a strike force ahead of the expected flood of illegal migrants to the border?
I have, and I don't know how it will all look, but it will be necessarily the same governors that have sent forces to Texas to help them out. And I think what they're doing is collaborating now on, one, who would necessarily be involved, meaning what governors, and then what the plan would be to deal with, I would say, a long-term insurgency as this whole thing, Title 42, gets lifted. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this task force plan, the strike force, to see how it goes. Abbott has, obviously, I think he's up to bus number 8, really trying to send a message to Washington to say, look, we have to do this because of what's coming and because you won't. But this administration is just not listening. Couldn't care less.
Okay, hold the fort there. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Okay. According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away, this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico. And Geico has been saving people money for 85 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything and everything that you own, or the Geico website, geico.com, can do the same. They can get you a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? They can do that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle everything together, your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance, bundle it all together through Geico, and you'll save a boatload of money. I know I have. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out, see what they have to offer, and maybe they can help you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Now, there's a report coming off the border of a number of Arabs coming in, and the report that went along with that was a statement from ISIS, who has announced a new global offensive is about to take place. And I'm sitting here watching these Arabs on prayer rugs at the border doing their prayers, thanking Allah or whoever they were thanking for getting to be able to come into the United States and hop on a bus and go someplace. We got a problem. We got a real problem.
Let me remind your audience that last year, The United States in the spending House appropriations had $870 million in there for border security.
Yeah.
But it wasn't our border security. It was border security for Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman.
Right.
Alone, $150 million of that went to Jordan to enhance their border security. And it stripped out all of the money for border wall at our U.S. border.
Right.
So just put things in perspective right there. If I think that these attorneys general should actually be suing the federal government for misappropriations of congressional funds. And I think they're because of what these states are having to spend. You know, Texas, I can't even begin to understand the kind of money that the Texas taxpayers have to spend when it comes to education, it comes to housing, it comes to health care, transportation, you know, all these kinds of things because of the illegals that get dumped into the state of Texas. Now, Abbott obviously is trying to relieve some of that by sending these buses to Washington, D.C., but I will tell you that's kind of like a deck chair off the Titanic. It's not enough. So the federal government is misappropriating money, and when money is in law to be spent on a certain thing and it just gets slid over to another agency or for another use, that's against the law. So I think that these attorneys general need to rethink an additional strategy here. Mm-hmm. And maybe that might be one of them.
Now we've got Bagammon Bob on the line, and I know he's got a really good question, so Bagammon Bob, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Captain. I just wanted to find out from Denise how much of the border wall has been completed, and have they used up all the materials that were in storage? You know what I'm talking about, I think.
I do.
And the other thing is, I know they're sending these people to D.C. and stuff, but is it possible that they could just bring in the National Guard? I know that the Border Patrol can't act against the D.C., but if the National Guard under command of the governor of Texas, could they ship these people back deeper into Mexico? And if they're sending the train loads or sending the people to D.C., can they get a bigger volume of them if they're going to send them to D.C., get bigger volume of them like train loads or just more than just single bus loads? Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, now what are we up to, 9 buses now?
It might be 9. Yesterday it was 8, so yeah. It might be at 9.
They're sending a bus a day, I think.
I think there was 453 miles of Trump border wall.
Correct.
I think that Governor Abbott has completed, I can't talk in miles, but I think they have completed some gaps.
Yep.
Of
yep.
Border wall.
Yep.
Yeah, as far as the leftover stuff that was never used, it was never used. It's rotting.
Well, the stuff that my trucks took down there is still sitting where it's sitting. However, I understand that Abbott bought some of the stuff for the new wall at reduced...
Some.
At reduced bargain prices from the federal government just to complete the areas that needed to be completed.
Yeah, so...
And that's not all of it either.
Mm-hmm. I want somebody to ask this administration, what is the acceptable number of migrants? If the end of the Biden first term, and I say that loosely, is it 10 million? Is it 5 million? Because that's an invasion any way you look at it.
Sure.
It's 50,000. It's an invasion. If you look at what we are calling what Russia is doing in Ukraine, that's an invasion. And we have the same thing. It's just, without weapons. So, I don't think we're, the other question I want somebody to ask this administration is, has Biden himself had a conversation with Obrador of Mexico or any of the other leaders, in Central America? Because just the number of those migrants from those countries, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico, whatever, just those countries, we are allowing their labor force to be drained. So what are those countries supposed to do without a labor force?
Mm. Now, I have an email here from Rio de Janeiro, and it says, "Dear Captain and Tennille, I mean Denise." You did? Okay, I'm going to read it anyway. Ever notice that the Democrats, Socialists, and Communists, but I repeat, are not satisfied to double mask and wear a face shield? They insist on us suffering too. And they want to control our kids' improvement in the government schools. It's Fred listening live stream from Copacabana Beach down in Rio de Janeiro. Well, Fred, thank you for the comment. And Tennille, can you sing?
No, I wish I could. That's my bucket list, but it'll be one that'll never be met because I can't sing. I can do good music, but I can't sing.
Well, I was singing last night. I led Happy Birthday, so I did it Harry Carey style. You know, and a one, and a two. Okay. Now, thanks, Fred, for the comment. Fred's always in there with something. That's good. I'll tell you what. The Pentagon is now responding, and I don't know what they're responding, and I don't know how they're investigating, to the reports of Russia deploying the chemical weapons into Ukraine. And they still have not figured that out. But
They have confirmed that they don't see any evidence that there were chemical weapons. But I would also argue, what's the definition of chemical weapons?
Yep. Yeah, it could be bug spray.
Yeah. So.
Yep. It could be a regular old DDT that you spray the mosquitoes with. Although they don't do that much. All right. Well, to be continued, have yourself a great day on the mountaintop and stay warm.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Yep. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the things she has on that website.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
The Biden administration announced changes to federal student loan repayment plans. Officials said the changes will make it easier for millions of borrowers to have their debts forgiven after being required to pay for up to 25 years. Democrats and consumer groups have been calling on the Biden administration to enact such a policy in recent months. U.S. stocks and government bond yields rose Tuesday. Investors parsed the latest round of earnings reports for signs that corporate profits are holding up despite inflation. The Wall Street Journal reports analysts expect profits from big U.S. companies to keep growing this year, even as costs rise. And more black families are choosing homeschooling as an option to educate their children, according to a U.S. Census Bureau survey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. It's time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. A very high-paying and in-demand job, and you're going to love it. It's not just a career. It's a lifelong adventure where you can travel all around the world if that's what you want to do. All right, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy and their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, is the place to go to take a look and see what they're all about, number one. And after you do that, you'll notice that they have two campuses. They have one that's in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in my area. I'm on this side of Tampa Bay in Tampa, and they're over on the other side in Clearwater. And then they have the second campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside Boston. So you have the Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts campuses. In either case, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 2080 and ask to take the tour of one or both of the campuses. Now, you'll get an opportunity to talk to students. You get an opportunity to talk to the instructors. And you'll get an opportunity to talk to the money people that handle the student loans, which if you are a civilian, obviously you're going to need a student loan. If you are in the military, you either have all of your GI Bill benefits available to you, or you have some of your GI Bill benefits available to you. Whatever the case, they'll work with you. They'll find out what it is you got, and they'll help you if you need to secure other credit. That's what they do. Now, that's the National Aviation Academy online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And their phone number to call, 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Okay, well, a video came out on social media yesterday, actually overnight, sorry, from the Ukrainian commander in Mariupol, from wherever he was at, telling the world that they were not going to give up, that they were going to continue to resist the Russians, and that they were going to do whatever it took to take the fight to them. Now, I hate to see something like this because you know you're probably looking at somebody that's a dead man walking because of the sheer numbers that are involved, plus the fact that the Russians have kicked in their offense into high gear and they're bombing this location where these military fighters are believed to be holed up. But at any rate, they were given a chance to quit, to turn themselves in and to walk out without their weapons and be released free. I don't believe that for a second that the Russians would have done that. I believe they would have lined them up and shot them based on past experience that we've seen with the Russian forces. So I think they're doing the right thing at the moment. But we need to get these people the weapons they need, which includes the aircraft, so that they can really do a number on the Russians. I believe the Ukraine forces, who were trained very well to begin with, the regulars, regular army, I believe that they can do a number on the Russians. I think they have the training, the wherewithal, and the dedication to do it. Whereas the Russians have mostly conscripts, draftees, and a lot of them are young. They have no experience. There are a few veterans that are in their older forces that are leading them based on their prior experience where they've been in the world and what they've done, but not that many, just a few. So, the training aspect of what's going on with the Ukrainian forces is now occurring outside of the Ukraine, the country itself. They're teaching the Ukrainian forces how to operate the 185-millimeter howitzers. Then they will return to the fight and train other Ukrainians as to how to use these American cannons. Now, hopefully there's enough time to do this, because the more time you take, the harder it's making it for everybody involved. And hopefully there's enough time to do this. We'll see. We'll see. Now, Navy officials have confirmed the deaths of three sailors on board the USS George Washington that have died in the past 9 days. They've yet to explain what's happened to the shipmates on board, but three sailors on board the USS George Washington have died in the past 9 days. Boy, I hope they can figure that out quick. And the court-martial of Major General Bill Cooley began Monday at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. Remember, the two-star Air Force general faces judge, not jury, trial in his sexual assault trial. No idea where that's going. We'll see. The Navy, by the way, is deputizing doctors to enforce drug rules, even for those seeking mental help. Now, in the wake of reports that a Navy psychologist played an active role in convicting for drug use, a sailor who had been reached out for medical mental health assistance, the service is standing by their message that it was done so to get the drugs and this dealer that was just happened to be in the Navy in the brig. Now, the U.S. Army document right now shows the details to plan to update the World War II era ammo plants and depots. You ever been to an ammunition factory? You know where they are. If you live near one, you know where they are. But many of the U.S. Army's ammunition plants, arsenals, and depots were constructed during World War II. And they're time capsules of that era. The service has tried to update these wartime facilities, but there's much left to do to bring them into the 21st century. And I've been to several myself in my travels, in my lifetime, hauling ammunition and whatnot. My truck's doing the same. And it's quite the deal when you get into an ammo plant. Quite the deal. Paratroopers of the 173rd Airborne Brigade fired live Stinger missiles in Croatia. The U.S. paratroopers with the Italy-based 173 Airborne Brigade live-fired the FIM-92 Stinger manned portable air defense system for the first time on April 9th. Now, you might have noticed some of what you're seeing going into the Ukraine, because you do see some of the supplies, palletfuls of Stinger missiles going in there. And on the battlefield, you've probably seen some of the Stinger missiles being fired. That's what they're doing. And oh, by the way, Russia's launched its long-feared full-scale offensive in eastern Ukraine to take complete control of Ukraine's east. Can they do it? Don't know. We'll find out soon enough. All right. Stand by for Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who's coming right up right after Kathy takes us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to absolutely love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body developed, as well as a double wishbone suspension and a 345-horsepower engine standard. That's just some of the amazing creature comforts, too, that they also have, which is really unbelievable and where this car stands today. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. They also honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save plan, which gives active duty military, veterans, first responders, also church pastors, a tremendous deal on your vehicle. Now, you can find them located north here of Tampa, downtown Tampa, on Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership, and at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Make sure you go over there, check it out, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, they are about 30 minutes north of downtown Sarasota, going up 275 to get off, and they are about 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. So 30 minutes north of St. Pete, 20 minutes north of Tampa. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, Mr. Watchdog, how you doing?
How are you?
Oh, it's a busy day down here now. We finally got a little bit of cold weather. It's not freezing cold. It's 60 degrees outside right now, but there'll be people out here with a coat. I brought a light coat with me, you know, like a little windbreaker, basically. But there'll be people out here that'll be walking around with winter coats on today, I'm sure.
No, I'm going to freeze my butt off this morning. It's I've got a get spring break here for the kids, but that means they got lacrosse games during the day. So I got a game today at 10 a.m., and I'm looking at the temperature, and it's going to be like around 40. I'm like, ugh.
Well, that beats the baseball weather the other day in Chicago with the snow. What, 27 degrees?
Yeah, you don't play baseball in that weather.
Oh, well, they did. They did, and I don't know why.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when it was cold and you hit the ball the wrong way and the sting on the bat. Oh,
well, the bat, just the bat. You hit the ball on a wooden bat, your hands are like, oh, it's like you get electrocuted.
Not to mention you're standing around most of the time when you're playing baseball, and it's pretty cold. So
yes, sir. All right. Well, today's data on housing starts did not provide any solace for those that were looking at it, because the demand for housing remains red hot, but supply and labor constraints continue to weigh on the builders. Single-family home construction actually declined in March compared with both a year earlier and a month earlier, and tomorrow we'll bring the data on existing home sales. Now, the market expects sales to fall by some 7.2% compared with a month earlier, thanks to a rapidly rising mortgage rate that's now bracing the company or the country. Thank you, thank you, thank you, federal government.
Well, I mean, again, we still have supply chain issues. There's no doubt about that. So that's obviously hurting new construction. The housing market is caught in a bit of a bind right now because we have very, very low supply, but also you have mortgage rates that are coming up. So certain homes, starter homes, also not so much starter homes, but you know, homes, newly affluent size homes, people who need to take out mortgages to buy those homes, are obviously going to be hit by the higher interest rates that are out there. Mortgage rates, and they got them up above 5%. You can still get a 30-year fixed for a much lower price if you've got very, very good credit and you put enough money down. There's no doubt about that. But it's still not what it was not too long ago. Eventually, this trickles down into the price of homes. The demand is still there. But, again, people are going to hold back to some degree because, again, it's just what you can afford over the course of the month.
Now, my home is paid for, and obviously there's information about that somewhere out there. And I got a call yesterday from somebody wanting to know if I wanted to refinance my home. And I said, no, why would I?
They find out whether or not you want to take money out as far as a home equity loan. I don't advise that unless it's for very certain purposes. You know, if people want to use a home equity loan sometimes to buy, maybe they want to buy a new car, because the interest will be a tax deduction, because of that. I can understand that. A lot of these years, you're buying an affordable car, not getting too overextended. But people who use their home as a bank, and not for the right reasons, oftentimes they end up getting really, hurt by something like that. You also have to take into consideration if you need any sort of repairs on your home or whatever it may be, might be a good use for that. But again, paying off that your home is a good thing. There's no doubt about that.
Now there's pressure again on the government with the oil and gas prices the way they are to start up the Keystone XL pipeline. Let's say they get it and they got it going within a month. Good idea, bad idea? What do you think?
Well, it depends on whether or not they see it through. It's almost like if you want to be, if you were people building this pipeline or were involved in something like this, it's almost like you want to put in some sort of poison pill in the deal, saying that if the government comes and tries to cancel this thing again, they're going to have to pay us off a certain amount of money. I mean, would you want to be involved with this, if, you know, dealing with the United States? I mean, would you want to? I wouldn't. They change their mind. We change our mind every 4 years.
Yeah.
When it comes to this, and this is our problem, is that we don't have any long-term energy policy at all. People just start, you know, screaming things out like windmills, solar panels. There's not enough materials right now to see that through. You know, there's an old saying, you can't put the cart before the horse. We've done that with a lot of this electric cars and this technology. It's just not feasible based upon the materials that we have available. And basically who we have to get these materials from would make us completely reliant on China, in a sense, kind of like how Europe ended up making themselves completely reliant upon Russia for gas and oil, which was stupid. So we're not there yet. I mean, it's all well and good, but we have to get all of these other things done first before we can move in that direction, and we haven't done that.
Now, Bidenflation, you've heard the term before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bidenflation now is causing less than half of the renters to expect to ever be able to own a home.
Well, again, that's too bad. I don't believe that. I mean, I believe that, you know, if you want to go out there and own a home, people, sometimes you got to roll up your sleeves. You got to work a little bit harder. You might have to work weekends. You might have to get a second job. You might have to work nights. Things that, you know, my father did, things that I did, things that many people did to get ahead. You know, I said when I was starting up Markowski Investments, I was working two jobs so I could put all the money and invest all the money back in my business. So and live off all of my second job money so I could continue to grow my business. I mean, this is what it's like, what you're able to do here in this country. You got to throw your hands up in the air because, you know, the price of rent has gone up. And now you're not be able to put as much money away for a home. Well, you know, you're going to have to do something else. You're going to have to get a side gig going on there. I mean, that's what it takes. Go ahead and do it. That's what you really want.
Do not expect OPEC and its allies to ride to the rescue of a global economy with a big jump in oil production. They are not going to do it.
No. And I mean, again, there was some talk yesterday, and I was talking how the European Union was going to put a complete embargo on Russian oil, and you know there was somebody, one of the analysts said that was done. You know, the barrel oil deal for $185 simply because there's not enough supply out there, enough production right now to deal with them coming offline. So, I mean, that's why I saw the story and I said I don't see that happening because that type of stock. The Europeans would be able to support my friend.
All righty, my friend. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a nice, warm day up there.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. When I said that, I knew that meant he was going to have to wear two coats, a sweater, and whatever. Okay. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Top of the hour news coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.